the wave. I've got
some news for you. Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
The 76 Golden Globes is done and dusted in LA with Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh hosting the auspicious occasion.
Some of you may be wondering why the two of us are hosting together.
And the reason is we're the only two people left in Hollywood who haven't gotten in trouble for saying something offensive.
Oh, ooh. Sandra, that reminds me. You know what race of people really gets under my skin?
Andy?
The Hollywood half marathon. Because it messes up all the traffic, you know?
Oh, yeah. I hate that race of people.
It's the worst race of people.
A Star Is Born was supposed to be the favourite of the night, Gunners, but it only took away one award, which was Best Original Song for Shallow, beating out Aussie's own Troye Sivan, who was also nominated in the category.
As a woman in music, it is really hard to be taken seriously as a musician and as a songwriter. And these three incredible men, Andrew Wyatt, Anthony Rosamondo, Mark Ronson, standing with me, they lifted me up, they supported me. Thank you also to Ben Rice for working on this song with us. We love you. Thank you. And Bradley, I love you.
Bohemian Rhapsody, though, was the big winner of the night, taking home two deserved awards, including Best Motion Picture, that's the big one, and also Best Actor, won by the incredible Rami Malek.
Oh, I am beyond moved. I am beyond moved. My heart is pounding out of my chest right now. This is a profound honor to receive this and to be counted amongst such extraordinary actors. I am privileged to be counted among you. Truly.
Aussie Nicole Kidman lost out to Best Actress in a Drama in a Motion Picture, but it wasn't to Lady Gaga. It was to Glenn Close for her performance in The Wife. Over to TV, and Best TV Drama went to The Americans on FX. Best Performance by an Actress in a TV Drama Series was Sandra Oh for Killing Eve, and Best Actor in a TV Drama Series, Richard Madden for The Bodyguard.
The coolest actor on the planet, Jeff Bridges, was honoured with the Cecil B. DeMille Award.
Thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press. This is really a wonderful honour. I'm so challenged up here because there's so many people to thank. You know, it's a collaborative art form here. So I got to thank my sweetheart, Sue. 45 years of support and love. I wouldn't be up here without you, my dear. And my brother, sister Cindy, your love and support. And how lucky are we to have our folks, man. We're in your cuffs, Dad. We're in your cufflinks.
You would make a great gunslinger with his hair and his beard. He looks very cool.
I'm sure he's played something like that before.
I think he has.
But the most bizarre speech of the night had to go to Christian Bale, who won Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy for The Vice, where he portrayed the former Vice President, Dick Cheney.
Thank you to my beautiful wife, who told me less is more. Say less right now. She knows the dumb crap that can come out of my mouth at times. Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration on how to play this role. There's got to be other people I'm missing here as well. I'll say thank you to you all later. Much appreciated. Cheers.
Award season has officially begun.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali. 91.7 The Wave.